The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Yeah, it is a new year. We certainly hope here at Peace Lutheran Church that you received all the gifts that you wanted for Christmas. The watch, the book, the fragrance. But what happens when you get a gift that you don't really want? Does anyone have a plan for the gifts that you don't want? Do you have a drawer that kind of gets all those gifts that you hide them away? What do you do? We all get those gifts that we don't necessarily want. What we're recognizing today is that the kings that are described in Matthew's gospel, it's so commonly thought of that there were three. Actually, the text doesn't say that. There were three gifts given to Jesus, though. We can say that. Gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And what we know is that they hit it the nail on the head. They got the right gifts for Jesus. Gold, of course, signifying that Jesus was a king. Frankincense was a spice that was used to recognize divinity, holiness. And then myrrh, of course, was something that was used for embalming techniques. So clearly it was foreshadowing the death of Jesus. These were the perfect gifts given to Jesus. No need for Jesus to find that drawer in the back of the house to hide them away. He'd use these gifts and in a powerful way, not just for himself, but for us, opening up eternal life for us. Before we begin, we do have some announcements to share with the congregation. The first is that, as you see, it is Epiphany Sunday, which we are reading the story of the Magi seeking Jesus, the wise men. But it's also an opportunity to take the Christmas tree down, which is really important. So after service, we are inviting anyone to stay for, of course, fellowship, but to stay to take the ornaments down. The more hands that we have here, the faster it'll go. And we do have a piano recital here this afternoon at 1 o'clock, so we'll need to do that and get the piano moved over. So again, the more hands we have, the faster that will go. A note about the announcement about the funerals that are upcoming that I wanted to just make sure to share again. Bob Glaither's funeral is going to be Saturday, January 21st at 11 a.m. There is a reception to follow for family and out-of-town friends only. We're going to have a big celebration on Bob's honor on the fellowship the following day, January 22nd. We're encouraging everyone to bring a potluck item, and we're going to celebrate in Bob's honor on Sunday, January 22nd. Donna DeWeese's funeral is going to be Saturday, February 4th at 1 p.m., and following that service, there is a lunch reception for anyone that attends. The other thing to share with you today is that next week I will not be here. My children might be here. So you're either spies to tell us how they did or they're spies telling us how you did. I'm not sure. But nonetheless, they'll probably be here next Sunday. Alicia and I are taking some time away to celebrate our anniversary. It is our 15-year anniversary, so we're going to take some time away. Thank you. Yeah. And then finally, for today's service, a big portion of the service comes right out of the hymnal. So you'll want to keep the green hymnal handy if you want to see the notes to sing. You can also be guided with what's projected in the service as well. Are there any other announcements to share with the congregation before we begin our worship today? I think we got it. Okay, let us begin in a special way by inviting our choir forward to set really the theme of the service for Epiphany Sunday, a song called Come Follow That Star.